My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We got a big guest coming up at 1 o'clock, don't we, Jeff? You excited? Who's more excited, you or Menigan?
Well, of course, it's Menigan.
Menigan, are you excited? Do you want to tell everyone who our guest is at 1 o'clock?
I mean, we've been teasing it all day, so I think you should know, at least at this point.
No, I don't think
it's the Hall of Famer, baby, Leroy Butler, the creator of the Lambeau Leap. Let's go.
He's like a kid in a candy store, isn't he?
Stunning, isn't it?
All you do is say Packers. Wait, by the way, where's your loyalty tomorrow?
Call me when the score matters.
Oh,
his loyalty is getting out of his duties with the Browns Radio Network as quickly as possible.
Those are the words.
So play a quick game and get out.
Those are the words of Jeff Phelps and only Jeff Phelps. And while I agree with 100% of all the words that came out of his mouth and most of the thoughts.
Very disappointed in both of you.
I don't care. It's a preseason game. If you're worried about the score of a preseason game, you probably are gambling.
I didn't say anything about a score. I just said loyalty.
The hell does that mean?
You know what I'm talking about.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
I mean, will you be cheering for the Packers throughout the game?
It's a preseason game. He's cheering for the trainers not to have to work very hard.
What it sounds to me is like you're just trying to get out of work and you are just cheering for the clock.
I am cheering for a healthy running game and health for both teams. Maybe kneel it a couple times. You know, it's good to go over that play.
Okay, I'll let you go. I'm going to let you slide. 216-474-0092. Jeff, did you watch any of the Olympic basketball game yesterday between the United States and Serbia?
I did not.
Ah. Do you have any thoughts on the United States making it to the gold medal game against France?
I'm glad they did. That's terrific. I hope they're able to win it. That would be wonderful. Right. Serbia, to me, is a big, you know, big challenge.
It was. I thought it was, they're up, 17? I'll be honest, I wasn't watching the game, and then somebody said to me, hey, Team USA is down 16 at the time. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to watch this fourth quarter. So I ended up watching the end, and then I found myself in a very, very unique position, a position I don't think I've ever been in before in my life. I'm rooting for guys that I don't root for. And I'm watching this team, and I'm, like, really excited that Steph Curry's on our team. I was rooting for him, openly rooting. I was like cheering, and I'm like, whoa, what's wrong here? Wait, what? And then I'm like, oh, man, Embiid's so good. All the things you know but don't want to admit during the regular season because you want the Cavs to push forward. And to watch those guys yesterday, I was impressed down the stretch. Now, I don't know if I'm watching this United States team, and I've watched them play a couple times. And it's almost like the same script sometimes where they're like, oh, all right, well, We'll take the other team not so seriously. Oh, wait a minute. We're down what? And then you read a headline this morning I thought that was really interesting that we talked about on the pre-show meeting.
It's not a headline. It's a tweet. You're going to love it.
Oh, I saw it as a headline.
Okay. Anthony Davis, who, of course, is now with the Lakers and is on Team USA, and is one of those guys, I think Devin Booker might be another one, who is kind of taking the team approach, whatever you need, I'll do.
You know,
you need defense, great, whatever, I'm out there. He told our buddy Mark Spears after the game, you know, and Steph Curry was huge in this game. He came up with 36 points. That's tough to do in an Olympic game.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid, who's one of my favorite players in the league, was very good in this game. Anthony Davis was asked by Mark Spears apparently about, you know, what he thought about the game. And Anthony Davis said, got two words, Stephen Curry, Joel Embiid.
What?
Got two words, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid.
That's two words?
Apparently, in Anthony Davis's mind, it was.
Wow.
Got two words, Andy. Stephen Curry, Joel Embiid.
There was...
There's no hyphen. It's not... You can't call it one word.
Well, two
Come
words.
Come on, AD.
Each name was...
Be better than that, AD.
Each name is two words.
You got young people looking at you. Got two words.
I thought they played great. Did you see any of the game, Dan? I know you're not into it.
Nope, I haven't watched a dribble. Now, part of that problem, I'm not going to lie, is I currently don't really have power at the palatial estate.
Just so you know. So,
do you, do you care about this? Basketball in the United States is not the dominant force that it once was. Period.
Does that bother me?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No. I like it. I guess when I was younger and, you know, there was a 72 game against the Soviets where it seemed like it was fixed at the end of the game.
Doug Collins.
Yeah.
Way to go, Doug.
I think then I cared more, but, you know, I think once the Cold War kind of passed there and you saw some of these, you saw European players coming over to the States to play and, you know, you're not going to, or guys from South America, you're like, you're not going to root for Zydrunas Ilgauskas. You're not going to root for Anderson Varejao, of course I'm rooting for those guys.
Yeah, see, that's where I am too.
I
appreciate people who are able to play the sport well.
Yeah.
For instance, baseball. You know, do I care where Jose Ramirez is from?
Do I care
that the Nailers are Canadian? I don't care.
I don't even think about it.
Exactly right.
I don't. No.
And I think that's the same. You know, I want Team USA to win the gold medal. I do.
I care that I'm rooting for Steph Curry? Going, oh, you know, that mouthpiece thing's kind of cute. Right?
I don't even know you anymore.
He was at the free throw line, and I'm like, you know, the mouthpiece thing doesn't bother me anymore now that he's on my team. And I think he can help us win. Strange how those things work out, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it was a different world. Like you talked about this, you know, the 72. And even before the Dream Team, it was a different kind of world, and even maybe shortly after that. But the international players, so many of them are so good and NBA caliber that they're going to give, you know, they're going to give teams a game, and they've played together on a longer basis, so there's a little more, you know, cohesiveness with some of the foreign teams, and that's, you know, that's just terrific. It's a beautiful game, and the fact that it's now played at a higher level in many, many parts of the world, I think it's a really good thing. And we're benefiting from that as NBA fans. We really are.
Right.
Some of the best players in the NBA are foreign-born guys.
I was reading a website out of the UK. I don't know if it's, and this headline's probably all over the place too. Bitter Serbia basketball captain Bogdan Bogdanovic makes bombshell claim that Team USA got help from referees in narrow Olympic semifinal win. Hey, Double B, I hate to tell you, your team choked in the end, and Team USA played great defense. They did not. Did you watch it? Did you see the game? God, man, nobody watched this game yesterday. Am I the only person in America that watched this and got excited? I'm the only person in this room that was watching it, that's for sure. I'm sitting here rooting on Team USA. I thought they played great defense, and they hit baskets. Like, the only bucket they missed at the end was LeBron throwing up an ill-advised three. And I was like, oh, LeBron, what are you doing? Why are you taking that shot early in the shot clock? Like, we just didn't need it. I know he was open, and maybe he's not used to being open. He's like, oh, I'm open. I'm going to take the shot. Hits the front of the rim, and the next thing you know, Serbia's got the ball, and they're bringing it back down the floor, and they're trying to make a play for it. The referees are not. You know, he said, Bogdanovich said, I'm not the type of guy who will talk about referees, you know, and I even wanted to win against referees too, you know, and respect for us keeping it calm the whole game and not talking to them. These referees are going to go be out there too, so we can't talk to them. They couldn't talk to the refs. What did they? The refs aren't going to change. So you can talk to them all you want until you're blue in the face. What's the difference?
Well, see, they're not going to change your language. It might not work.
There was one play where it looked like they called on Serbia that he went over and back, and on TV it looked like he went over and back. They called it, and he was, and I think they were trying to say that he didn't go over and back because he lost the dribble and it got tipped by, I can't remember who the American was that hit it and sent it back. I thought they should have replayed it just to settle it to make sure it was 100% right, but the refs didn't even want to hear anything about it. They're like, play on. And then it sets up a good final because now you've got the home team France going up against the United States. I don't know. I see this as must-see TV. I expect us to win gold when we go there, but I also think that the level of play internationally, obviously, it's been so elevated since that first time we watched a dream team go out there and play. I don't know. I enjoyed it. There's a lot of things. I I've said this about 1,000 times, but I love the Olympics this year. You know, the women are playing again right now. They're beating Australia? 73-51. They're crushing them right now. So that's kind of fun, too.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't know. What else are you into? You watched some track, didn't you?
I'm watching track like crazy. I'm enjoying the track and field a lot.
The one thing I haven't watched...
Some really impressive performances. Cindy McLaughlin is a phenomenal hurdler. You know, the thing it does crack me up a little bit? It's like, because of the athletes involved, you know, like think of Edwin Moses back in the day.
Yeah.
Cindy McLaughlin now. We care about the 400-meter hurdles. It's really?
Right.
That's an odd race, isn't it?
Well,
isn't that an odd race?
Well, when I'm blown away on the 400 hurdles is that when you watch, maybe it was her that I was watching, that their times in the 400 hurdles would qualify them for the finals in this flat 400, where you don't have to jump over anything to see some of these times. And then, you know, we were talking before about how exciting the 4x400 is. And Dan, I thought you had a good take on the 4x400. Like, it's the end of every track meet if you've ever been to one. And if you're turned off by track and you're saying, why are these guys talking about track at the Olympics? I don't really care. I'm telling you, anyone who's ever been to a track meet and waited around all day and watched all the events and saw everything, when it comes time at the end and you're running in that 4x400, it is super exciting. It's great sports. It's just, I think it's what sports is all about. All right, let's come back. Leroy Butler, oh man, look out. Menigan is so excited. I'm excited too because the Browns play the Packers tomorrow. So we'll talk to him next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.